to a Tuesday edition of What's on Your Mind. Getting ready to roll here today. How about that at Final Four game last night? UConn just dominated. Unbelievable. Really was amazing. My favorite part of the whole game, though, was a little pet peeve of mine is some of the dumb questions that get asked of these coaches. And, you know, at halftime or whenever they do the little break, they always will chat. They have to, you know, you empathize with the reporter a little bit because there's a short period of time, right? And you got to get a money question in, and they obviously overthink it. one of the Kentucky players wasn't performing well in the first half. I forget which one, but singled out by the female reporter at halftime right before they returned to the court and says to the Kentucky coach, John Calipari, well, you know, what's wrong with him? Something in effect of, you know, what's wrong with this kid? And his coach had a great answer. He said, he's 18. Long pause. She didn't know what to think of that. And so he had to fill the space. And just goes on to say, these kids are young. They got the jitters. And, you know, we'll be fine. We'll settle down. And went on to get into a little bit of coach speak. But it struck me because I think we forget, you know, I mean, that was an amazing game last night. It was fun. And you think of the whole run from the Bison win in the first round all the way through last night's national championship and UConn victory. And I was cheering for UConn. Half the house was going for UConn. Half the house was going for Kentucky. I picked UConn just because that's just neat to have that lowest seed down there. And I mean, Kentucky wasn't exactly high seed either. And I love the fact their coach is an alum and had a lot of energy. I liked the guy. So I, for no other reason than that, picked UConn. That didn't really matter, but we're watching it. But, you know, you really forget, and this goes, by the way, with, you know, the NDSU Bison. It was a little more of a seasoned team with all the seniors. But, I mean, I'm talking football, basketball, hockey, anything. You know, these are kids. They don't always do it right, on or off the ice. Very disturbing story in the forum today and reported last night on KBOY about a hockey team that came to Fargo-Moorhead. In this case, it was the Lincoln Stars. And one of the players having relations with a 15-year-old Moorhead girl and videotaping the thing and sending the video all over the hockey league. And, you know, you just cringe when you read that. But also, they're 18. Kind of goes back to what Coach Calipari's saying last night. They're 18. They're not exactly going to make the right decisions. And you know what? We as parents don't always make the right decisions, right? I mean, we can all think of instances of behavior as old parents at as fans or in particular situations at school. We expect the kids to make the right decision and drop our jaws when they don't. And yet we as parents don't always make the right decision either. So anyway, just as a good little reminder, it was kind of a sidebar of last night's entertaining basketball game. Couple of nights, we'll be watching the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux in the Final Four. They'll take on Minnesota on Thursday night. Looking forward to that as well. So, big week with some big-time NCAA sports this week. All right, coming up on the program today, here's what we have lined up for you. Fun one. The Golden Girls will be here at about 10 minutes. We're going to talk with State Representative Dan Fabian. He is a representative from Roseau, Minnesota. The bullying bill, that was really not a bullying bill, that was loaded up with all kinds of just insanity, has passed the Minnesota Senate. And so now there's some procedures on the House side to try and take care of that. And also they're hiking the minimum wage in Minnesota. They've been battling on the Democratic side over the amounts of agreement there. We'll get an update from Dan Fabian, who represents, again, a chunk of northwest Minnesota in the legislature, for an update on that. Dan always does a nice job of walking us through the issues. And other guests in the program today, we're going to talk with a lieutenant from the Bismarck Police Department on the texting while driving enforcement that is happening all throughout North Dakota this month. A lot of that going on. And Rob Port has an interesting story up about that, saying despite the distracted driving hype, cell phone use involved in less than 1% of traffic accidents. I'm conflicted on this one always because I know when I succumb to thinking a text can't wait, you know, that you just, you must respond at this moment to it. Just kind of a weakness of the instantaneous everything these days. It's not possible for me to shepherd the vehicle down the road as I would if my hands were 10 and 2 and my eyes were dead square on the pavement, as it is to be going back and forth between thumbing out a quick text and maneuvering the vehicle. Right? I mean, just walk yourself through that own exercise and you'd say, all right, 10 and 2, I'm paying attention. What's my reaction time there? Something on the road, something happening versus when you're texting. Yet, we don't have this explosion in accidents despite the explosion in texting, and obvious, all of us have seen it. I don't get that. I don't know why. But I don't blame law enforcement one bit because they've seen it. They have responded to the accidents. And it is the law. So they're going to go out there and enforce the law. And I don't blame them one bit, but I am curious what they think about this statistics. We'll talk about that. And lots of open phone time today on the program. The smoke police are back at it, folks. The North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy has a new campaign encouraging smoke-free housing. See, you always knew this was the plan. Start with the bars, then the restaurants, and now they're getting to your home to be able to decide whether you can smoke there. And the commercial started, right? You know, where you said, you're not safe from smoke even if you live in an apartment because it comes through the vents and everything else. So what do you think of this? Smoke-free housing. Promoting smoke-free apartments. Although I must say, I've always said, if they're truly worried about the health of folks who are not smoking, worrying about it in bars when people can choose whether to go there or not is one thing. Worrying about it where kids might be and not have any control, like cars. How many cars do you see with mom or dad smoking and the kids in the back? Strapped to a car seat that can do absolutely nothing about it. So if we're genuinely concerned about health, maybe that'd be the way to go. What else have we got today? Interesting story in the form of Fargo-Moorhead, and when did this start is my big question. Promposals is the title of this story, and it chronicles a number of local high school students that are coming up with fun, cute, romantic and all-around creative ways to ask their dates to prom. Now, you used to be able to, you know, go up to a prospective prom date and say, would you like to go to prom? Yes or no? Not anymore. There's stories in here about one girl being asked to go to prom with a puzzle from her date. Another got Happy Joe's to put up a sign saying, hey, you want to go to the prom? The Fargo South senior asked his date to prom by spelling it out on a plate with sushi. So here's my question for our fine audience, and maybe this is for the moms, because prom's kind of a mom thing, isn't it? Our niece was in the prom over the weekend, and my wife and daughters said, oh, let's go to the Grand March. Do you want to come? No, that's okay. I think it's a girl thing. I think it's a mom thing. So moms, here's my question for you. And maybe Dad's urine on this too. You're scratching your head. What's wrong with just saying, do you want to go to the prom? Why do you, you know, is this a, it seems like a little peer pressure thing that's going the wrong way. I don't know. I don't know if it's just cute and creative or whether it's a waste of energy. Those promposals. I'm going to ask Ellen and BQ, the Golden Girls, about this, but I want your take, too, at 855-200-1776.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Nesset Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Some gift certificates to the Speakeasy Restaurant in Moorhead today. We have a little trivia contest coming up in just a little bit, so stay close to the radio for your chance to be a lucky winner today on the program. That's coming up in just a little bit. Also, bottom of this hour, we're going to check in on that bullying bill that's passed the Minnesota State Legislature, which, by the way, has a lot more in it than the, you know. In fact, it's one of those bills that's named the bullying bill, but actually the things that are in it are completely at odds with any effort to control or stymie bullying or put some teeth in bullying by students. So anyway, we're going to dig into that a little bit today with Dan Fabian, plus a minimum wage hike agreement on the Democratic side in Minnesota coming up. And then digging into the driving while texting enforcement efforts that will be going on all throughout North Dakota coming up a little later on, too, in the program. Right now, however, it's time for the Golden Girls, who are traveling together today, I understand. And so from the left, Ellen Radner, from the right, Blanquita Cullum. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the, or ladies and ladies.
Sure, by the way, that you tell us each one, because I have to hold the phone up to Blanquita because she's actually driving. She doesn't want me to drive, Scotty.
Well, let me start with Blanquita. Then, do you believe that you can do battle?
Good morning, Scotty. I mean, can you imagine me letting Ellen drive in D.C.? That's a scary thought.
Yeah, no, it's a very good idea on your part. But are you able to actually argue with her and drive at the same time? Is that possible?
Come on. I can argue with her at the same time. I can fix my hair. I don't text. And I can actually point out wonderful venues around the Washington area that the listeners might want to know about. For example, we're just driving up to the Washington Monument right now.
Oh, how beautiful. Is it still under construction?
No, it's pretty almost completed, actually. It's a little bit, but not much. And the cherry blossoms are out, but they're not as beautiful as normal.
Very nice. Quick question on a topic completely unrelated to our normal matters, but you're a mom. And I was just asking for moms to tell me why it is kids can't just ask kids to go to prom these days, like, hey, do you want to go to prom? Now they have to, you know, write it in sushi, put it up on signs, put it in puzzles. What's with that?
Well, because they're trying to be, I mean, he's asking me about why kids can't just ask kids to the prom, now they got to make a big demonstration about it. I don't know. They made a big demonstration about it when I was in the prom. I had mariachis come to my house with some guy that was under the balcony of my house in Brownsville, Texas, asking me to go to the prom. I don't know. I kind of think it's kind of fun.
All right. So this isn't new then, maybe. Maybe
no,
I'm
it's
not funny, Daddy.
It's becoming more creative. I mean, what I have to say, I'd rather have mariachis under my balcony than somebody asking me to the prom and sushi, because, you know, first of all, you have to eat your way through the whole, invitation, and by that time, you can't fit in the darn prom dress.
All right, now to the serious stuff. Let's start with Ellen. You can go back over to Ellen because
right,
I want her
Ellen.
To.
Yes,
want her to deal with this hypocrisy on the part of the White House that is saying they want to end the gender wage gap. But scrutiny of their own payroll shows they have the very same problems they're suggesting need fixing. Have we got a hypocritical White House here as usual?
Scotty, let's be very – no, he's not a hypocrite at all. Let's be very clear about the fact. Women only recently got to a point where there's more college-educated women than there are men. There was a huge problem, as you know, going on with the fact that women were not making as much as men. But that's as Jay Carney says – there is absolutely and positively no wage difference in the White House. It just has to do with there are more women in lower wage jobs. But that will change once more women get college educated.
All right, but why?
They don't know who's working for them. That's the bottom line on this, Scotty. What an idiot, okay? They're going to talk about the disparity on jobs. First of all, they should have, if they had really had their act together, as you would have seen a Republican administration in the past, they would have put all the high-profile women in the administration that worked for them to demonstrate how much they believe in women getting equal pay for equal work. But they don't, because they don't believe in equal pay for equal work.
And your point is that you might want to just make sure your own ducks in a row before you go out on this. That's the stupid part of this, BQ?
Well, my ducks are in that row. And the fact is, Scotty, that women will be making more money eventually. The White House is absolutely right. And that's why the president is signing that today at the East Room at 11:45 this morning, our time, 10:45 your time. I'm sure you want to run it live.
Yeah, no, I probably will miss it in favor of Rush. But so is this do as I say, not as I do? Or
do as I say and do as I do. And the fact is that women at the White House do get equal pay. It's all done by years of experience. And the fact is, Jay Carney is right. Women have not been in the workforce at higher levels as long as men have. That will change by the time your children come around.
That will change when we get a new president that actually believes in giving women who are accomplished jobs of that merit. I mean, the idea, these crazy people would have that kind of any kind of briefing and not show and not have a woman lead the discussion. Can you believe that? What does Jay Carney know about that stuff?
I don't know. Let's go to a different topic here. I want to talk about Jeb Bush. And BQ, we'll start with you on this. Illegal immigration is an act of love. Yes, they broke the law. It's not a felony. What he's basically saying is a lot of the folks that come here illegally are coming here to be with family members or provide for their family members that are back home. Is this a politically dangerous statement for Jeb Bush to utter?
Listen, I think Jeb Bush, remember his wife, Columba, is Mexican, okay? And yeah. And the thing of it is, I think what he had good intent in that, but I think he made a mistake. What he should have talked about, instead of saying it's an act of love for them coming over here, he should have talked about the partnership that the United States is going to be having with the Mexican government. But now with the energy situation and Pemex allowing for American oil companies to go in there and do business, in other words, creating enough jobs in Mexico, well, they don't want to come over here. You know, they want to create their own middle class. I think Jeb needs to wake up and recognize the issue is not them coming over here out of love. It's creating enough jobs and a better partnership with Mexico where they have their own middle class.
Well, you know, I'm beginning to love Jeb Bush because of his views on immigration. And as you know, our dear friend, yours and my friend, Tony Snow, said part of the reason that he was still at the White House, even though he was quite sick, was because he wanted President George W. Bush's views on immigration. It sounds to me like the Bush family has it right on immigration.
Well, I think you've proven my point that it may be a politically dangerous thing for him to have said. Because if the left is praising him, then obviously that's going to make it, in the case of Jeb Bush, if he decides to be a candidate for the Republican nomination, it might be politically tough. Although I you know, whether he said it the right way or not, I think his point is, you know, well taken. I mean, again, if you get back to the root of the family, wanting to provide for your family, also agree with BQ that, you better, you hope that Mexico gets its act together so there's more of a reason to stay there. All right, Golden Girls, you go to it.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll chat with you tomorrow. Alan Radner from the left, Blanquita Cullen from the right, the Golden Girls on the hot stories of the day. We'll save the House GOP seeking criminal charges against the IRS's Lois Lerner for tomorrow. That's a juicy one, too. Minnesota legislative update when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's on your mind? 28 before the top of the hour. Texting while driving enforcement will be happening in a robust way in the coming weeks. We're going to tell you more about that coming up in the program today. Smoke-free housing is the latest push of the tobacco prevention and control policy groups. Looking at promoting smoke-free environments. You think that's a good idea? We're going to talk about that coming up on the program. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments. I also have a new theory that North Dakota is number one in polls. Is there been a poll that has come out contrasting states that North Dakota is not number one in? Here's the latest. North Dakota, the most trusted state in America. That's right. We'll dig into that one a little bit, too, coming up. And speakeasy trivia in just a bit. Your chance to win lunch or dinner on us at the speakeasy coming up in just a little bit. So bone up on your prohibition facts and get ready for a little trivia coming up here beginning of the next segment. Can hardly wait. All right. Dan Fabian is here, state representative, Republican from Roseau, on the circus known as the Minnesota Legislature. And it is a circus because the left has a firm grip on the levers of power there, and it shows in a number of ways. Dan, nice to have you back. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Sean. I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, so this bullying bill that isn't really a bullying bill has passed the Senate. What's happening with it in the House?
Well, you know, it was on the calendar for yesterday, at about 9:15 last night, you know, we'd been on the House floor since noon. Message came across that it wasn't going to be taken up yesterday. So maybe all the great people from the state of Minnesota that have been contacting leadership and their representatives and senators, maybe something has started to take a hold. It didn't do much good over in the Senate. Obviously, they passed it over there and sent it back to the House for concurrence, and of course there's a number of us who, well, if it does come to that, who have a motion to not concur, which is a higher motion, and then that will, of course, open up a very, very lengthy debate on the merits of the bill, which there are very few.
Yeah, really?
And, I want to preface my comments on bullying by making sure that people understand that, you know, I spent 35 years in the classroom teaching and coaching and so forth, and I understand the destructive nature of bullying when it does happen and so forth. and I don't condone that in any way, shape, or form. I'm totally opposed to it. And I always tried to make kids understand in my classrooms that I was a refuge for them, and that if they were having troubles or if I noticed that I was an advocate for them to try to put an end to that sort of stuff. But the way this is being proposed here in St. Paul in House File 826, taking away parental notification and just a whole host of issues. And probably the most egregious thing to me in there is just the basic fact that a bunch of bureaucrats and legislators and advocates sitting in St. Paul somehow believe that they care more about our kids out in greater Minnesota than they do is really disturbing to me, or than we do is really disturbing to me. So we can take care of these things.
Yeah, no kidding. And what happened here? Has this just become a dumping ground for all kinds of crazy liberal ideas under the auspices of a bullying bill, which everybody, you know, as you say, would agree with that bullying is wrong and that you want to have measures in place to be able to make sure you have the tools necessary to punish anybody that's doing it when it happens? How do all these things that have nothing to do with bullying end up in the bill?
Well, you know, there is definitely an agenda here that's not supported, especially by rural Minnesota. This is quite possibly, for me in rural Minnesota, this is possibly one of the biggest issues that has come forward in the 4 years that I've been in the legislature. I have received so many emails and phone calls and other types of communications from citizens in my district who are so opposed to this. You know, we oftentimes get emails we get them from California, New Mexico, and Switzerland, and all these places dealing with different things with the environment and all that kind of stuff. But in terms of just the core of my constituents, this has been an item that has really, really, really raced to the top, I'll say, in terms of the contacts that I've had in this 4 years. And it's something that we've pushed back on very, very aggressively to try to inform people that we already have bullying policies on the books. And just because the Minnesota statute dealing with bullying is only a paragraph long or whatever, doesn't mean that it's weak. Ours has been somehow portrayed as being the weakest anti-bullying language in the nation. Well, when you provide flexibility and accountability at the local level for the people who literally have their own children in their schools, whether they're teachers, administrators, school board members, they put programs and practices in place because these are their kids. I mean, literally their kids in these schools. And, when you start dragging in a whole bunch of other political agendas with regards to bullying, it really starts to cloud the issue and really doesn't get to the bullying stuff itself. When you start classifying people, you start creating protected classes rather than all students, that's when, for me, the pushback really becomes even stronger.
So the reaction from Minnesotans has made the difference. That's what's slowing this thing up, is that they're hearing from folks, so we just need to keep the heat on, I guess, right?
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. Don't let up. Keep the pedal to the metal, you might say.
Specifically calling House members, Dan?
House members, especially the DFL House members, because, we as the GOP, the Republicans, are lined up unanimously against this. The governor's office, Speaker Thiessen, of course, and Majority Leader Murphy, this is now in, I'll say, in the hands of the House of Representatives. If we do vote to concur on the language that was sent back from the Senate, it goes straight to Governor Dayton, and he will sign it.
So, folks, get on it. Call DFL House members and let them know, because that has worked to this point. I want to ask you also about the minimum wage deal among Democrats. And they've been battling over what the pay increase should be. Where is this at now on the House side?
Well, one of the things that happened last week is the House Rules Committee, and this is a connection. The House Rules Committee on Friday, after a lengthy debate, and again, Chair Murphy, I was at the hearing on the Senate office building. And I was there for probably an hour of the meeting. And during the meeting, she said a number of times that we're going to pass this and send it back to the House, to the Senate Rules Committee. And I thought to myself, we're going to pass this, then why are we even having the meeting if they've already got the votes lined up and they're saying that they're just going to pass this? So it became kind of a sham from my perspective in that, you know, they told the people that, oh, the Senate office building is too expensive, $90 million. So they reduced the cost of the project, but they were then taking heat because there was only going to be 44 senators in that new building, and 23 of them stayed over in the Capitol. So they unveiled a new plan that now expands the new office building to 67 senators, but they're going to keep 23 offices over in the Capitol, which means that 23 senators will have two offices. They were also able to reduce the total cost of the project by taking the public parking ramp out of the plan and creating just a normal parking lot. And then, oh, by the way, in order to reduce costs and put dollars against the building project itself, they're now going to charge John Q. Public a parking fee to park in the public parking lot. So this has really become another albatross down here around the DFL's neck. I don't understand the big push behind the Senate office building. It's not needed. But my segue then to the minimum wage is that once that got passed, then all of a sudden the bullying bill moved, the minimum wage agreement comes forward. So there's been some deal-making going on in some back rooms down here in St. Paul that that the people of the state of Minnesota should really be disgusted with.
And the deal-making centers around give us a swanky new office.
That we don't need. Yeah. Now, they've taken the reflecting pools out of it, and they lowered it to a story or so because it was so opulent at first that it was actually going to become kind of the premier building at the Capitol site. And everybody, you know, after they took a deep breath, realized that, no. The premier building in the Capitol area site should be the Capitol itself. So,
yeah, there's an albatross up to.
Yeah. It's just a mess. And again, it goes back to last spring when this whole idea was tucked into the tax bill. And literally in the last few hours of the session, there was not a single hearing in the House of Representatives on this. They gave final rulemaking or final authority to the rules committees rather than to the full legislative bodies. And they're trying to pay for it, you know, basically using cash rather than using what has been the norm, not the norm, the standard, for years, which is bonding money. And this is, it's really wrongheaded. And, you know, there was a guy on, if you follow me on Facebook, if you follow Twitter, of course, you saw yesterday, and there was a gentleman, his name was Bruce. He was standing on the sidewalk where I entered the parking lot at the state office building. And he was holding up a sign that said, no new Senate office building. So I stopped my car in the lot and jumped out, went over and introduced myself and talked to him for a little while. Took a picture of him holding a sign. He said I could, and the Capitol's in the background. And then I went to my office and got upstairs, and I went, you know, this is an opportunity that we need to get the message out. So I all of a sudden was running around the hallways here grabbing senators and representatives, and we went down, there's probably a dozen of us, and we took a picture with it and threw it out on Twitter, and I put it on my Facebook page, and it's really gained a lot of traction, I'll say. So the people are engaged in this conversation, there's no doubt, but I think that there's so many people in leadership positions down here who are tone deaf that, you know, this is going to proceed anyway.
Only about a half a minute left, Dan. So quick answer, is there enough provisions for small businesses to minimize the impact of this minimum wage hike, in your view?
Well, I don't know. It's like the guy who owns the Dairy Queen in Warren, Minnesota, told me. We had a discussion about this at my town hall and going into minimum wage and regulations and paperwork and taxes and just the whole thing. And he looked at me and about 10, 12 other people who were sitting on the table, and he said, and how many dilly bars do you think you can sell in Warren, Minnesota? And it really stood out to me, and I've shared that story with many people. No, there's not enough to be able to offset things, that's for sure.
Dan, thanks for the update. As always, appreciate it.
That asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I fear I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at miraclechair.net. MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, would you like to win? I've got a couple of $25 gift certificates to the Speakeasy Restaurant. The Speakeasy is a Italian restaurant in Moorhead, Minnesota. So folks that are ever in Fargo-Moorhead area and want to dine on some great food, I love the Speakeasy. It's a great spot. It really is. That bruschetta, their appetizer, bruschetta, try that. For lunch, you can build your own spaghetti luncheon, where you get to decide, do I want some beer-battered mushrooms? Do I want, regular Italian meatball? Do I want some sausage, some chicken breast, some shrimp? Did I mention the sautéed mushrooms or the sautéed green peppers and onions? All kinds of great salads to choose from. They have everything from baked cod and baked walleye to veal parmesan sandwich and a Reuben and great dinners, too. So anyway, hopefully you're now, your mouth is watering and you're ready to answer a couple of easy prohibition trivia questions. If you would like a free $25 Speakeasy gift certificate, give me a call right now at 855-200-1776. And I'm going to ask you a couple of easy questions and So easy. In fact, I'll guarantee two winners here. So the next two callers at 855-200-1776 will get to answer my prohibition questions and prohibition because it's a speakeasy, right? I'm learning all about the prohibition. It's kind of fun. In fact, let me give you a couple of clues right now. Do you know Al Capone made $60 million a year untaxed? Yeah, because he was a notorious bootlegger, so prohibition, very good for him. Remember that number, $60 million, ladies and gentlemen. That's what he made. I'm not kidding you. And here's another one. A lot of towns actually sold their jails because they were convinced that since alcohol was the root of all evil and all crime, once prohibition cranked in, which really went from 1920 to 1933, they wouldn't need them anymore. They wouldn't need them anymore. So I've just given you two clues, and now you call 855-200-1776. And by the way, when you call, press 2 right away. So 855-200-1776, press 2. Next two calls, $25 speakeasy gift certificate on me today from the speakeasy restaurant. And then you can go have some of their great Italian specialties, the ravioli, lasagna and sourdough bread. I'm a big fan of the rigatoni. They have this rigatoni and sourdough bread specialty where they take these, the rigatoni noodles. They top them with the meat sauce and the mozzarella cheese and mom's own recipe and get a half or a full order. That is so good you can't even believe it. Unbelievable. Really, really good. All right, so one call ready to go. Need one more at 855-200-1776 for a speakeasy restaurant gift certificate on us. And we'll play the speakeasy trivia today on the program. It's very easy, trust me. I've just given you the clues. I want you to win these gift certificates. I'm not going to make you jump through any hoops. That's why I've been so nice today. 855-200-1776. Press 2. Can't leave me a message because we need to do it live here. Okay, so I'll get to the trivia in a second. First, I want to tell you about the weather. Not quite as nice as yesterday. Yesterday was just an absolute beauty. 33 degrees right now in Fargo, heading for a high today of 57 degrees. And the winds are coming. So we're going to be watching these winds rather close over the coming days. We'll have a cloudy day, 57. And let me tell you about the forecast here. This again for the Valley. Sunshine today, 57, 5 to 10 mile an hour winds. Tonight, clouds this evening. Mainly clear skies overnight, low about 39, then southwest winds at 10 to 15. As we go throughout the week, tomorrow gets really windy, but warmer, 75. Thursday, cloudy and 60 degrees. Friday, some sun peeking through, 64, and Saturday, 57 degrees. Okay? Out in the oil patch today, right now we're looking at 26, bit chilly in Tioga, but it will be 64 degrees for a high under cloudy skies today. And tomorrow, some thundershower activity, 62, 55 Thursday with some sunshine Friday, 57. Blustery on Saturday, windy again. I warned you, 46 degrees for the wind coming that way. Okay? Williston, 33 at this hour. Watford, 32. Cloudy and 28 in Newtown. Stanley's 28 degrees at this hour. Columbus, 32. In the Valley, 30 in Grand Forks right now, heading for a high of 55. Hillsborough, 33. Grafton, 32. Kindred, 33. Breckenridge, 32. Fergus, 30. Detroit Lakes, 32 degrees at this hour as well. Okay, let's. Who's waiting to go here? Shane? I got a minute to make some lucky winners here.
Oh, sorry, I was taking their address.
Oh, you were making them a winner. All right, Shane didn't understand that I wanted to talk to these people. Who's on line one? Let me talk to whoever's on line one. Yeah. Hi there. Who's this? Hello.
Hello?
Hi. Who's this?
This is Jim.
Hey, Jim. Would you like a speakeasy gift certificate today?
Sure. That'd be great.
What's not to like, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so Shane already took the other lucky caller off the air. He's been talking to all these people. I'm waiting for him to tell me their names, and here he's chatting with them, taking their addresses. But, Jim, you get the pleasure of answering our first speakeasy trivia question today. What was closed by many communities because they were so convinced that prohibition would actually end all crime? What did they close down?
I think it was the jail.
It was the jails, Jim. You're exactly right. Yes, you are now a prohibition expert and the lucky winner of a $25 gift certificate from the Speakeasy Restaurant. Now you can hang on, and Shane will get your address, and we'll mail you off a gift certificate from the Speakeasy, okay? That sound good?
I hope. Forward to it.
All right, Jim, you take care and thank you for listening. All right, folks. Speakeasy in Moorhead today. Great spot for lunch and or dinner. Remember the Speakeasy Restaurant Lounge. Every week we'll be giving away some goodies. So they're at 30th Avenue South in Moorhead, by the way.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.